You're on your classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and if you're anything like me, your exercise pretty much sticks to running around or walking around and not a lot of strength training. But should we be making strength training part of our exercise routine? I'm joined by Lisa Parkinson, accredited exercise physiologist. Lisa, how's it going?
Yeah, really good, Jordan. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. So obviously strength training has its benefits as an exercise in its own right. What are the positives of strength training?
Yeah, well, there are a lot of positives. And like you say, most of us kind of do that cardio or aerobic activity, but sometimes we miss our strength training. But it does have some really great results for us. So, and to be doing strength training, it doesn't mean that we need to be pumping heavy weights in the gym necessarily. You know, that's some people's thing. But most of us strength train for everyday benefits. So one of those is to improve our strength to help with everyday tasks. So just things such as mowing the lawn, lifting the groceries, shifting furniture and cleaning your house. You know, all of those things can be benefited by doing some strength training. And given that they're not the most fun jobs, having a bit more strength and stamina to get them done quicker and with less effort is a really good outcome.
Yeah, for sure. I know that, definitely with the heavy lifting, I could probably use some improvements in that regard. But strength training is more than just for our muscles.
Yeah, so we can actually get improvements in our bone mineral density by doing strength training because we're lifting heavy weights and that stress and resistance helps our bones to build. So, as we age, particularly females who are postmenopausal, our bone mineral density can decline, and there's evidence to suggest that we can lose as much as 3-5% per decade after the age of 30. So it can start happening quite young, and this can put us at risk of a fracture if we were to have a fall, and that leads to decreased quality of life for people. So there are some studies out there that doing a specific strength training program, and we do this with our clients in the gym, can help to improve bone density. And it showed that some of these patients have actually improved their bone mass in their lower spine by 86% and in their hip by 69%. So really great results for people living with osteoporosis.
And it can help with weight loss as well, strength training?
Yeah, well, so when we lose weight, we're generally limiting the amount of energy that we put into our body and we're losing weight, but that weight isn't just fat mass. We're actually losing some lean muscle mass as well, which is not ideal. You know, we want to be trying to maintain that lean muscle mass because it is good for us. So although aerobic exercise generally forms the basis of our training, if our goal is losing weight due to the increased amount of energy that we're able to burn through that aerobic exercise, it is really still important, if you can, to add some strength training on top of that, because that does help to preserve our muscle mass during weight loss. And it also can increase our excess exercise oxygen consumption. Big words, but basically what it means is your metabolism will stay a little bit elevated post-session from resistance exercise. So that can be an additional benefit if you're trying to lose weight.
And now when you think of exercise that helps with flexibility, you'd probably think of something like yoga, which I guess a lot of stretching involved, but strength training can do the same, can make you more flexible?
Yeah, so although, you know, yoga is really great for flexibility, and we know that doing static stretching exercises are really great for flexibility as well. There has been some research around, you know, the effect of strength training on our flexibility too. So if we are doing strength training that is putting a joint through a really good range of movement, so a greater range of movement, the studies have actually shown that that's just equally effective. Doing strength training through a range of movement is just as effective as doing a static stretch or some other type of stretch for your muscles. So this way you can kind of, you know, kill two birds with one stone and reduce the need for a specific flexibility program for those specific joints that you're using if you're doing a full joint strength exercise.
And I imagine that when we are building up our muscle and we're doing our strength training, that means our muscles will probably last for longer as we get older.
Yeah, so it is really important to maintain that muscle mass as we get older. So sarcopenia is a term that's called medical term for a loss of muscle mass with ageing. And basically, it's kind of a little bit like that bone mass, but people who aren't physically active can lose around 3-8% of lean body muscle mass per decade, again, after the age of 30. So it's really important to maintain that muscle strength, because that helps to, maintain our mobility, maintain that balance. And again, as we age, it kind of is linked to our independence. So if we're stronger, more mobile, more balanced, we're more likely to be able to live in our own home and be able to do lots of different things. So It is really important. And if you think you're too old to start resistance training, you're really not. So there's been some really great studies showing that regular twice-weekly resistance training results in comparable strength and muscle gain to that when you're younger. So whether you're doing it at 30 or you're doing it at 80 or 90, you can still get some really great strength gains to help you with your everyday life. Yeah,
that sounds great. And I guess for anyone who is looking to start their strength training, where's what's a good exercise to begin with?
Oh, look, just starting with some body weight exercises are really great, and they're things that you can do at home. So standing up and down from the chairs, just like a basic squat, or doing a basic squat if you're happy with doing that. Doing a push-up against the wall is a really basic way to start doing a push-up as well. So body weight exercises are a great way to start. And then if you need further assistance, then, you know, head to your exercise physiologist or gym and they can help you out.
No worries. Well, Lisa, thank you so much for your time today.
You're welcome.
That was Lisa Parkinson, accredited exercise physiologist on your Classic Kids Breakfast.